And here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024. The government has welcomed the publication of the Public Bodies Review into Homes England, which looks into whether the organisation is focused on the right objectives. It was found that Homes England plays a vital role in the delivery of the government's housing, regeneration and levelling up priorities, as it supports local leaders, affordable housing providers and the private sector. All of this is done with the aim of supporting placemaking, as well as delivering on regeneration plans across communities. Peter Freeman, Homes England Chief Executive, said that he is proud that the review acknowledges the hard work, talent and passion of staff and partners in what is a challenging time for the sector. The City of Edinburgh Council has confirmed that the Scottish Government has supported its plans for the development of the city. Following a 15-month-long examination by the Scottish Government reporter, the City Plan 2030 saw significant elements being supported, with only some small changes required. The plan looks at how the Council plans on shaping the development and planning over the course of the next few years. Before being implemented, the Council's Planning Committee will consider a final version of the plan, with this then being submitted to Scottish Government ministers to adopt. And Woking Borough Council has announced that its new chief executive has begun his role after being appointed last week. Richard Carr has taken on the role after previously being the council's managing director commissioner as it undergoes government intervention. Richard's previous experience includes supporting the Department of Health and Social Care across the COVID pandemic, as well as a plethora of roles across local government. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.